to the people watching.
All right, we are recording. Nice. All right, we're doing it.
Woo-hoo, here's Woo-hoo. To episode one of 안녕하세요 파.
Okay, next time we have to have an intro, but today is just a rough draft vibey feel. Okay, so our podcast is called 안녕하세요.
And why
are we gonna
is
say
that?
It like that? 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Okay, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Mm. What's happening?
Great questions. Great questions. Let's dive in.
Why are we letting our intrusive thoughts win?
Yes. Why don't you go first, my co-host?
Yes. Okay. We're just another couple of friends, like everyone else, who thought we should start a podcast, and we're actually making it happen.
Yes. I think when we, you know, meet up for coffee and do these things, we already do this just in our own time, and we're like, why don't we just record this?
I know.
We have some fun moments, and I'm hoping that the audience over there, that you guys get to see these moments of us being so weird and awkward and fun. But just think of us as your online besties.
Your online besties. I feel like it was just funny because you sent me that TikTok yesterday of like every like who like what best friends have not thought we should start a podcast. Yeah. I was like, that's literally us
to a T. Like we're like, it became a small idea and then it just bloomed into this thing. Like you guys don't even know yet because they haven't dropped, but we did a whole photo shoot. We had like all this stuff ordered. Like we were ready.
Okay, the crazy thing is we're filming this right now, but we don't even have an official Apple channel yet.
Not yet.
Spotify account yet.
It's the early beginnings.
It's the early, but once this is released, we'll have
something,
everything together. Okay, the why. In my opinion, I feel like, because we've been talking about this for a long time, or like we always joked about it, like every time we hang out, and I'm sure this is like every other friend pair.
Shout out to the friends out there who are thinking the same thing.
Like, oh my God, we should have recorded this. This would be a great podcast episode. But I feel like we were like the biggest, like, I think pivot moment for us was when I remember I was on my staircase. We were chatting and I was like, dude, TikTok ban. Morale is low. I'm a teacher. Morale is always low. And I was like, dude, it's time. It's time to be in our podcast era.
And I think just to go off of that, for me, like I work in tech and, you know, there's long days and, you know, there's times of burnout. And I think at that time we were itching close to those. For me, burnout hurt just having that creative rut. And so it just felt like the right time in both of our individual lives. It's just like the timing was right. Everything was falling into place and we just wanted a creative outlet where we could kind of just express ourselves and just like have this space to just chit chat and like be raw and honest. Like we've been friends for a very long time, but like in this kind of format, I'm like interested to see like how vulnerable and like deep we'll get with each other. There's going to be things I don't know about Lois as well. And vice versa. So that'll be fun to kind of explore.
Yeah. Yeah. I realized we didn't even say our names.
Yeah. Whoops. This is what happens when you're a beginner. We're sorry about that. You want to go first?
I'm Lois.
I'm Irene. And we are.
This is Annyeonghaseyo podcast. What's our little tagline again? Where we peel back the layers of our friendship,
culture,
and identities.
Hopefully that resonates with people. If it's not obvious enough, we're two Korean Americans just living our millennial lives and trying to navigate this life. So if you're doing the same thing and want to come along, join us for this ride.
So I wanted to get into the name of our podcast.
Sure.
I literally thought about it in the shower. We were talking about a podcast for a while, and then I was like, obviously, we didn't even throw out names yet. And then I was in the shower and I was like, 안녕하세요. I wanted it to be a play on the word, like kind of like a Korean word, because like we're Korean American and I feel like that's that's going to play into a lot of what we'll talk about.
Right, right.
And then it just like happened instantly because annyeonghaseyo, like, so for people who don't know, annyeonghaseyo is hello in Korean, mm-hmm. and then onion is an onion.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of like a pun, play on the words, yep. being. But then I felt like it worked because I don't know why I had like a flashback to, I feel like in college days mm-hmm. or even maybe like after that, mm-hmm. where I felt like we talked about like how you're like an onion or like mm-hmm. we're like onions.
Yes.
Like, I remember you would be like, I'm like an onion.
There's
there's layers.
I remember that too. Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, it feels so fitting. Like, yeah. 안녕하세요. It's like, it plays into like our Korean American,
right.
like identity, but right. also like, yeah, peeling back the layers. And I feel like that's the big reason why I wanted to do this was mm-hmm. because mostly for you too, mm-hmm. I was like, I want people to see more of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and likewise.
Me too, fine, whatever.
Like, don't forget yourself.
But yeah, I was like, man, this would be a fun way to just peel back the layers.
Yeah, and just to play off of that too, like I think as people, we're like convoluted. There's a lot to us. So, you know, we're more than being more than one dimensional. And I feel like Lois said, like peeling back the layers, being an onion, it's so representative of like us as people, but like for all you guys watching as well, I'm sure you know you're more than your job, you're more than your hobbies, you know your personalities, there's like different things. And so I'm just excited, and I hope that through our conversations there's people out there that also resonate with what we talk about. And yeah, like I'm excited to be vulnerable.
Ooh.
I told Lois, I was like, at one of these episodes either one or both of us has to cry.
Okay, but it won't be forced tears.
No forced tears. It has to be organic.
But I think it'll be really, yeah, it's, I feel like if anything, if we don't gain an audience following, whatever,
totally
whatever,
fine.
I was like, this will be fun for us, number one, to have fun with it. And number two, it'll actually like challenge us to be like very intentional about what we talk about mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. And that'll be very interesting. Cause it's like when we hang out, we're just always like, oh, la, la, like
yeah.
Yap City. Like, but I feel
Yap
like,
City.
Yap
Love
City.
That.
But
Love
like,
that.
I feel like sometimes we don't get into like the deep stuff that mm-hmm. is hard to get into just mm-hmm. because it's like, I'm not just gonna start sobbing in a coffee shop, like in public. So I feel like this is a good opportunity for us to just get into things.
Yeah,
like,
in a safe space. Guys, mm-hmm. if you're not familiar, this is a home. And this is Lois's home.
She's, welcome to the living room.
She's giving us her space to record this. So yeah.
One day we might have a new space. We might have an upgrade.
We'll see. Again, bare bones. And also, before we get started, guys, I don't know if you guys can tell, but we have some snacks on the table.
Okay, Woo. We wanted to spotlight, or I feel like every episode we'll be spotlighting either like Asian American mm-hmm. small businesses mm-hmm. or like nostalgic snacks of our childhood, mm-hmm. which I feel like are very majorly Korean
right.
snacks.
Right.
Your typical H bar finds.
Right. We're starting off strong today. So.
With the Seokgang. I have to note though that I went to H bar, and because our podcast is Annyeonghaseyo, mm-hmm. I was like, we have to get the onion rings. But they were not there. Mm-hmm. So, Nongshim, get us the onion. Because you saw them on Amazon, right?
Yes. So, guys, so Lois lives in OC and I live in LA. So, OC wasn't having it. And I think LA has some. But
do you know if they...
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because my mom has seen them in the stores.
Okay.
But I just took a gander on Amazon and it was being sold for $23.
$23.
Yes. And that if you guys know this snack, it's normally like $3-4.
It was like $2.99 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also for people who don't know what Seokgang means, it's shrimp chip in English.
Yes. Just so okay, so I got the two different kinds. I got mm-hmm. the carby one. Oh!
Party foul.
I got the carby ones. And
you should do like the makeup. You know, you hold the bag and
yes.
you put it behind you.
Carby, if you want to sponsor us one day, hello. But
one
I also
day.
Got the Nongshim one. I feel like we almost need to do like a,
the OG.
What do you think is better?
Oh.
You think this is the OG Nongshim?
That's the OG
I think
to
so
me.
Too.
Yeah.
This is the, because I think this is like the Korean brand.
Yeah.
But some people are like dead set on this one
really?
Being like the better one.
I didn't realize.
I don't know.
We'll
so
see, we'll see.
Wait, I like completely forgot what I I think this is the carby.
This is the OG.
This is the OG. Yeah. So
I have the OG side, guys.
Okay. I'm going to get a carby one. You get a Sohokan one. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. An ASMR moment. Do you want to try the other one? I feel like we need to like do right now ASMR. And just be like, which one is better?
ASMR.
Okay, this is the Sohokan, right? It's darker. It's more toasty. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm still like a little congested because I'm recovering from whatever sickness I had. I can't tell the difference.
Okay, I think I can. So the first one I had tried, it's like,
did you try the carby one?
I think so. So like one of them is like a little bit lighter in color, mm-hmm. and the other one's darker. So mm-hmm. the one that's lighter in color,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest, guys. These are some nostalgic snacks, yeah. but it tastes like cardboard.
Wait, you don't like it?
No, it's a nostalgic. But then when I tried the OG snack, I was like, okay, there's a little bit more flavor there,
dude. So, cardboard?
No shade to carby. I love my Korean snacks.
Oh, so you don't like the carby one?
I think it's less flavorful
than the original or the no shame. Okay,
but I think both of them are kind of like cardboard. But like, I love it. You know?
So yeah. This isn't like a yummy snack for you, just nostalgic.
Yeah, guys, I haven't had this snack in years. This is my first time having it in a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And it's for this podcast. So. Love that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our little snack spotlight.
Yes. But yes, tune in for the next episode to see what we eat next. But, yes.
Okay. What? I mean, I guess, like, I wanted to preface with, like, what kind of stuff we'll be talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing I wanted to preface was that, like, the things we talk about is like we're not eloquent, knowledgeable, like experts on this and this and that. Like we're really just going to be talking based off of our experiences,
right.
and our perceptions and our like worldview as Korean American girlies. I'm an OC, tried and true OC Christian girly. You're an LA girly,
but I was born in the OC.
Yeah, yes. But I feel like your makeup and your style. Like just you who you are, like your heart, you're an LA girly.
I am.
And then that and like you're in the tech space,
mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher. We'll get into like our careers and stuff down the line, but just like what we do for work plays a big part.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we'll get into our families.
Yes.
I feel like even like you being a magnet and me being a middle child, like that affects our worldview.
Yes,
we'll get into that. But yeah, I just feel like that's kind of where we're coming from. So I feel like I just like it's so scary to like put our thoughts out there and then people to be like, why aren't you speaking on this? Why aren't you speaking on that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, we're just two little Korean American girlies who are going to be talking about what we know, what we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if that's not your cup of tea, then
totally fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You can move on.
And guys, we'll be jumping around because as you can tell just from the beginning of this podcast, we don't have a script. It's like off the riff. So, you know, bear with us. We're going to go off topic here and there, but, you know, we'll bring it back.
Bare bones over here.
Yes.
We have our little notes for like to guide us because we need help.
We did prep.
But I feel like, I don't know. I felt like I wanted it to be very conversational, very chill. And
before we get into the deep things of things, shout out to our friends who will be watching these. And
to our audience. What do you think our first video audience like rating
maybe
will be?
Maybe 10 people, which is great. And, you know, if they learn anything or two about us that they haven't discovered yet, this will be that time. I'm a little nervous for that, but like we'll see.
I mean, okay, what are your insecurities about this podcast? Because already I'm like, my voice, I hate hearing my own voice. I mean, it helps right now. I kind of like feeling a little nasally and raspy because I'm sick. I know, I almost was like, I lost my voice a couple days ago and I was like, oh my god, am I gonna have my voice back? But then I was like, oh, I like it when I lose my voice a little bit. But
tune in for episode 2 for her real voice.
We'll see. I don't know, but Yeah. So honestly, it was funny because when we talk about this, like sometimes I would like freak out a little bit, like, oh my God, we're actually doing this. Mm-hmm. But like, I was talking to Ben the other day and I was like, dude, like my fear is actually.
Ben is her husband.
Yes, I'm married. Oh, I feel like we didn't even talk about our life stages, which we will get into.
We'll get into that.
Which is a huge part of like our friendship and stuff like that. But yeah, I was telling him, I was like, I'm actually more scared that this does well than if it were to flop. I'm totally fine with it flopping. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. What are you insecure about? Or what are you when it comes to?
Well, we were doing a test run before this, and I also don't like my recorded voice. I feel like I sound like a man. Like, I don't know. But I feel like everyone has that. But yeah, if you guys don't like my voice, just be nice in the comments. And I think for me personally, like, I'm naturally an open book. So, like, I don't mind this kind of format and just chit-chatting with my friends because this is what I do on the daily. But I think, just to get into it a little bit, yes, I work in the tech space, but, like, Lois is actually, like, a micro-influencer in her own right. So she's been comfortable in front of the camera, and I just am not. It's kind of funny because years back, we did think about like a mukbang channel and stuff like that. And like, you know, it's kind of like when you are like, let's go on a trip, and it's like an idea, but it never takes off. But like, this is an idea that took off. And I think that aspect kind of freaked me out a little bit of like, oh, wow, like we have to do so many things to get ready, like even for our 10 followers that will come through, hopefully. You know, we scripted like the first 10 episodes of what we want to talk about. We got all the equipment that we want to like use, like these amazing decor. Shout out to this pillow and the throw. And like hiring a graphic designer to get our logo in there. And hopefully you guys see that soon. But we also did a photo shoot. So there's just a lot of different things. And I think it being a passion project, it made me excited, but like also like if it takes off, which, you know, we're not expecting anything out of it, like that'll require even more time. So like, you know, it'll be a gradual like thing, mm-hmm. but like just all those thoughts in one kind of like mounted together for me.
I feel like not a lot is on the line because like there's no pressure right now in terms of like,
we're having fun.
No one asked us to do this or like, we don't have a deadline or anything. But I feel like since we started actually investing money and time into it, it started to be like, oh shoot, like we're actually making this a thing. So yeah.
Yeah, guys, I think this was like 2-3 months in the making of from like ideation to like us sitting down today to even chat about
I would say ideation was a lot longer just because we always talked about this for a long time.
That's true. Yeah.
But then the ideation of like, wait, let's actually do this to now was like, a couple months.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Crazy. Time flies. All right, now to get to the meat of things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our friendship. So people know who we are.
Yeah. I feel like that's the driving point for this podcast is our friendship because we're in two very different life stages, but we've also just maintained a friendship for quite a long time now. Yeah. And I feel like the hot topic of like adult friendships is such a big like thing right now, like oh, adult friendships are so hard, like how do you navigate adult friendships? And I feel like we have a unique relationship, and so I was like, man, we just need to talk about we're peeling back the layers of our friendship, like I don't know how it's worked, but we'll get into it. But yeah, how did we meet? What's our origin story?
What a loaded question.
I know.
But just to get into like the surface of it, it all started back in college, the great times. But basically, for me, you know, when you're going into freshman year, you can decide if you want a roommate. Like chosen for you or not, like random or not. And I think I chose random.
You had to have then. Because I did random too.
Yeah, and honestly, like this friendship is like we'll get into this, but we really feel like it was like meant to be in a sense because like it's just crazy how like our friendship has just like blossomed from that. But basically, yeah, like we were random roommates, and we met on the first day of dorm day, I think, when you like go into your dorm.
But I feel like we should also add that we like knew each other before.
That was like the funny thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to try hard not to name drop people, but yeah, we have a mutual friend.
We have a mutual friend.
And so we met each other through like church events that yes, you were brought to through that friend.
Through that friend.
So I knew of you.
But in eighth grade.
Yeah, yes. Middle school. We were not even acquaintances. I just like knew of you. We knew of each other. Mm-hmm. We had like said hi to each other a couple of times.
But yeah,
that was literally the extent of our
relationship. And I never saw her again for
yeah,
4 years.
Yeah. And then come college, dorm day.
I opened the door and I'm like, who's this? Like, she looks familiar. And I couldn't put my finger on it for a little bit. And I was like, wait, what?
Did we even message each other on like Facebook or anything before?
Maybe.
Because I feel like we found out about each other beforehand, right?
Because the names were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I almost feel like I like Facebook messaged you.
Maybe, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I remember like on the first day when we moved in, I was like, hey, you look familiar. I kept saying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we kind of put the pieces together of like, oh, we know each other through our mutual friend. And then we remembered back like, oh, in eighth grade, we did meet one time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we said hellos, you know, but very casually.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about her other than her being like our mutual friend's like best friend.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of how it started. That's my view. How about you?
Yeah. I feel like we did message because I remember being like to our mutual friend, like, dude, Irene's my roommate, I think. And then being like, oh my God, that's crazy. Because like we literally.
I may have said that too.
Yeah. And then like I think people. Because like people knew our mutual friend and knew that we kind of like knew of each other, everyone keeps thinking that like we picked each other to be roommates, but we were like constantly had to be like, no, it was random. Like we literally both picked random. We were in a triple, by the way. There was a third roomie.
We can go into that detail in the future.
There was no beef or anything.
No.
It was just like one of those situations where, and I feel like maybe other people have experienced this too, if they were in a triple or like two people got a lot closer than the third person. I don't know, but
it was like a shoebox guys in there. I don't even know how we did that back then.
It was a triple, but it was like a loft situation.
Yeah, we got the bougie crazy dorm guys. Yeah, we got the bougie dorm. We get that assigned to us?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the dorm like section. Like, oh, okay. Was it called Pentland?
Pentland.
Yeah, shout out
Pentland.
UCR Pentland.
What is it? R sign?
R okay, sign. Okay.
I don't even know the sign, but R sign.
Oh my God. Yeah. But we were in a triple situation. We were all chill.
Yeah.
But I think like just naturally we got a lot closer because we had a lot more in common, I guess. Mm-hmm. But also she was just very like lone wolfy. Like not a bad thing, but like we would always invite her to things. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, no, I'm good. We're like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, she had like a boyfriend when she first came in.
There was no beef, nothing. Yeah. But I think it was just kind of like naturally she was just like, oh, I'm good. She had her own thing.
Yeah. She would like FaceTime him all the time. So we're like, okay, come on, whatever.
She like always wanted to do her own thing. We're like, that's cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So I think we just kind of got close through that.
Yeah. And that's crazy too, because you would go home every week.
Yeah. On the weekends.
Yeah. It's like, even that is crazy. Like,
And
given
you would stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you lived in LA at the time and it just like made sense for you to stay there on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's like. Our origin story was the college roomies.
Little seed that like turned into this.
Yeah. I'm
lifelong
curious
friendship.
To know like what percentage of college roommate or friendships like blossom into survive adult friendship.
Oh, like a lifelong
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Because I feel like the good thing about college is, you know, and I'm noticing that now in my adulthood too, it's like proximity really like helped. Like, Even like to maintain friendships in adulthood, it's like you have to take into consideration like the time because we don't live close to each other anymore. But, you know, I'm more flexible than she is because she also has a baby. And yeah, I think it's a mix of things. Like we have very vastly different life stages, but I don't know. It doesn't always work, I would say.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a lucky situation.
Yeah. I feel like we should like talk about our life stage so
that
the people know.
Sure.
And I feel like that's a big part of our friendship is that we've survived and we've been able to navigate these uh-huh. drastic life changes. Mm-hmm. So I mean, go first. Okay. In college, I was dating, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then eventually I went off to get married to my one and only.
One time, right? It took her one time. I want to emphasize that.
My, I guess he's one and done, sweetheart. Yeah, so I feel cute. Weird saying that because he does. We didn't go to the same high school.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess
during that time,
but we started dating high school, so I married my high school sweetheart.
Shout out to Ben.
Yes. Hello, honey. but yeah. So I'm married.
Yes.
And I also have a kid.
She's going through all the milestones.
Yes, guys. My 2-year-old. I have a toddler. And I'm a working mom. I just finished grad school. Woo woo!
Literally, we're celebrating through this podcast.
Yes. But that's kind of where I've been in my mm-hmm. walk of life. And
yeah, guys. Yeah. I am not any of those things. And I love how we said we weren't going to name drop. I was just like, hey, Ben.
Well, yeah.
You guys can know Ben. You guys can know Ben.
Yeah.
Anyways, for me, hopefully I'm like 90% of people out there, but I am single. I am just living my life as my own person.
Yeah.
No kids involved, which also is nice in a sense, but also like I do get curious, like what is that like? Because like I'm just in this time that she's had her marriage, her kids, I've just been dating a lot. And obviously, you know, we know the struggle out there. All my dating app users, you understand. So that's kind of like where I've been. And obviously, like, very focused in career. I think it's just because I have the mental capacity. But what I admire is that you've handled so much. And, like, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. But the fact that you were able to handle yourself, your family, and, like, your goals and dreams. And even doing this podcast, it's like, damn, she's, like, able to manage things. Because I'm like, I'm busy just doing me and I'm struggling. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah. When you said like, I'm just dating, mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, I knew you would like say something like that, but it's like, I wish like we didn't like bring it down to just that. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I feel like you're in your career. Like what era do you feel like you're in? Like you're in your,
I've been in my boss girl era for a while. Like, I'm in that phase of life where I'm like if I want something, I'll just do it. So like I just don't like to depend on someone else in like a career sense or just like in life if there's things I want to go do, like travel. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I think people can relate to me out there, but like as you get older, I don't know if it's like the expectation or it's just like I'm just, I don't know how to phrase this. It's like, as you get older, you're like, I'm already doing these things on my own anyway. Like, is it really that much better to add someone into my life and like that investment? Because I have a really like good group of friends and I'm like, they like love me wholeheartedly. And I'm like, will a new guy like even compete with my friends who are just so awesome, you know? So it's hard. Like, I feel like it's easier when you're in high school and college because it's, you have less things to compare to. And I never understood that when people mentioned that when I was younger, but now I do. It's like, I understand why it's harder to date when you're older because, yeah, you just have so many things to weigh in, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you're in your, like, loving being single and embracing yourself, but still open.
Yeah.
To
very, very open.
Era.
I want to be in my lover girl era.
Yes.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Need to find your Kelsey.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're so good. Okay.
I mean, I think that people need to know that you are still a hopeless romantic.
Like, oh, yeah.
Inside out, like, that's who you are.
In my bones, I am.
Yeah.
But I think my views on dating and marriage has changed a lot.
Yeah.
Since college.
Officially both in our 30s.
Woo, woo.
Wow, that's crazy to say.
Say I that out
just
loud.
Just turned 30.
Woo, woo. Golden era.
But yeah, I feel like, yeah, being like, I guess that's another aspect of our world. We're in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like, that's so crazy to say.
We've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
Someone can do the math.
We made it to our 30s and we're still friends. That's huge.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So I guess we'll get into some questions. We drafted some questions. I feel like I wanted us to be as natural and conversational as possible, but I also thought for this episode, at least it would be fun to like have some structured questions to talk about. We might not get to everything, but we'll just go through some of them and just see how it goes. But the first question that I wrote, and I think it's important. So I wrote, what's your favorite quality about yourself and least favorite? And I thought it's kind of weird to say favorite quality about your about yourself.
Like, you're gonna brag about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe we could say our least favorite, and then I'll uplift you, and yeah, I'll say my favorite about you, and you say your favorite about me.
we love that. Okay.
What's your, do you have off the top of your head, what's your least favorite quality about yourself? Do you have something in mind? Or
I think, okay, I just don't like how people phrase this, but I think I care a lot. So in a negative light, it could look like people pleasing, but I don't mean it to look like that. It's more so, I care about the people in my life so much that, you know, I just want to like do everything, but that could also come at the expense of me not caring about myself. And I think there's a balance to that, right? Like, where you can kind of take care of yourself and, you know, other people too. But sometimes I think I'm in the extreme of like the other party and I'm trying to learn boundaries. But that's like a new thing. If we're just naming one, though, I would say that
least, that will be your least favorite about you caring too much.
Currently. I think in the past when I was younger, I'm like, no, yeah, like this seems right. But then I feel like, as I've gotten older, it's like a Achilles heel. It's something that is a strength of mine in my personality type, I think. But also, like, in the wrong hands, it could, like, become like you're losing yourself also. Like what I think about is, like, if I wasn't, like, caring to my friends or, like, you know, whatever, like, who would be there at the end of the day, like, when I'm not giving these things, giving my time? And I think that goes for everyone, but I think, yeah, if I were to do something a little bit deeper than, you know, your typical like, oh, I don't like, I don't know, the way my face looks or something, like something less like that, more like innate, I would choose that.
Like, would this word be the right word? Like, you feel like that's a double-edged sword? This personality trait of yours of like caring for people.
I love it though. But I also see, like, you know, like, I don't want to be taken advantage of too. So it's not that I don't care for doing these things, it's just like I want to protect myself too. And I think I never thought about that until recently in the last like couple years of like, oh, like I'm of value too. And like, you know, I can say no. Like, even now, like, I struggle with that, like saying no to certain things in different aspects of my life. But yeah, I think it's like everything, it takes balance.
I mean, I guess I'll just go into then my favorite trait about you, because I feel like, yeah, like it is a double-edged sword, because I feel like that's your most positive trait too, though, is that like you're so caring and like you really love people and you're very giving in terms of like your time, your energy, your like of who you are. And but I get how you can feel like that's like can be negative. Like if people take advantage, it just sucks, because it's just like this world that we live in. A perfect world, like, that would be your superpower, which I feel like it is. But it's also like, we live in a cruel, cruel world.
thank you for validating. Like, I do love it. Like, don't get me wrong. But, you know.
Yeah. And I feel like we've had conversations, too, where I felt like we've talked about it, where it's like, man, like, you, like, don't let people take advantage of that. Like, you, like, know your boundaries. Like, know your value. Like, not everyone is worth, like, all your kindness and all your – that sounds like a really harsh thing to say. But at the same time, it's kind of like – like, you need to protect yourself, right?
Like, if I could put it in a dating context, you know, it's like a, oh, like, I want to be, like, I want to save this person or, like, fix them. It's kind of like that. Like, like, any way I can help someone, like, if I know that they're struggling. Because this is how I view it. It's like, in my life, like, nothing I've done is just, like, solely from me, right? So, because I was blessed in so many ways, I really do want to bless other people. But like, you know, if I bless someone 10 times, but like I'm not thought about, then I just need to think about that, you know? But yeah, like the root of it's still there. Like, obviously I do care. Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Oh gosh. My least favorite trait about myself.
I'm so curious.
I think I'm very, okay. People might be like, oh my God, that's all of us girly. But I do feel like this is like my least favorite is that like I get very, I'm very grudgy.
Oh.
Like judgy, but grudgy. Like I hold on to things very easily.
Oh.
Yeah. Like forgive and forget. I don't forget.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is a big thing that I learned in my marriage with Ben, but like it's very, I have to like, it takes a lot of self-control for me to not like go back and be like, well, remember you did this, remember you did that.
I do that too.
Yeah, I feel like we all have that, but I just like, I kind of just hate that about myself of like, I wish I was able to like let go a little bit more, but
it's tough.
It's like a battle where I have to be like, I have to let go and forget. Not yeah,
that's good, because actually like I'm surprised by that, because I feel like in the way I view you, like, you don't have that in my head. So the fact that you're telling me that, it's like, oh.
But I know. It's, like, scary to say that, because then I feel like people will be like, oh, shoot, is she, like, being grudgy? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't want people to be like, oh, gosh, she's going to remember this. Oh, she's going to
analyze this whole situation.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. Yeah. But it's, like, I think it shows up more in my marriage.
Yeah.
And, like, rightfully so. It's just naturally, like, it's so easy to, like, go back down the list of like wrongs. But yeah, that's something that I like have that I'm like, oof, that's my toxic trait.
Oh, you're good. I think what I like think your strength is, or like, my favorite thing is, yeah, like I feel like you have a strong emotional intelligence. Like I feel like I could come to you and like talk about things, and like you're like a good sounding board to me of like, oh, like, I guess, okay, some of my friends, other friends also would think like, it's funny because they'd be like, oh, did you tell Lois this? And I'm like, oh, no. But it's like, it's because I think I respect your opinion. And I think because you know me so well, because you've seen me in such low points that like, I think I value that, you know? And I think not just for me, I think also other people, like when I see from my peripheral, like they come to you with their struggles and things. And, you know, I think they value that quality time where like they can talk to you about things. And I would say it's a strength because you can be close to a lot of people, right? Like other people too. But like, I think the depth of the conversation is different, right? Like you can offer perspective, and because you're in a different life stage, it's like something I could look to, you know? So that's like one of them, I would say.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. My high EQ.
Yes, your high EQ. I love high EQ.
Nice. Okay. Number two, you go for it.
I'm curious to see what our friends would say about
I know.
Who are watching. Okay, anyways. Okay, our second question is, have you ever felt insecure in our friendship? And if so, why? And if not, why?
You wrote this. So
yes.
Do you?
Yes. I would say I learned a lot about myself and grew a lot in the last couple of years. But I would say in college, I was definitely like extremely insecure without even knowing. I think I knew I was insecure, but like deep rooted, I think like there was a lot of layers to that. And I think it goes back to the thing I don't like about myself. I remember in college, I just wanted to be liked. Like it was important to me because I wanted to feel a part of something or like accepted. And we'll go into reasons why in the future. But because of that, I think when I started to get close to you, I was like, and I saw you getting close to other people too. I was like, oh wait, but like she's my friend, you know. I started to be like territorial
in college.
I think so.
Did we talk about this
before? No, we never. This is why we're peeling back the layers and being vulnerable. But I think I would do that subconsciously. But then over time, like I learned to like let that go, because like I realized that, you know, all our closest friends can have other close friends, and our dynamics can be different. But before I came to that conclusion, it was kind of like a, oh, if they're close to them, then they have less time for me. And then we're not going to get as close as like I would hope for this friendship that I can see like such potential in. Uh-huh. And it's, I think it just goes back to my rootedness of like caring so much. Cause I'm like, wait, I care so much, you know? So like, yeah. You want that reciprocated, even though it's not like a exchange, like a friendship is not an exchange. It's like, you know, some people give 60 and other times you give 40, you know, it's give and take in that way. But I think if I'm honest with myself, there's probably times where I thought that. Yeah. But not now. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Surprise.
I almost feel like college you was like insecure people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And right now you're like a secure people pleaser.
Going there. There's still things I'm working on.
I know. But I just feel like you're so much more secure in yourself. And when it comes to people pleasing, it's mm-hmm. more coming from a place of security mm-hmm. and like care for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, like abundance of wanting to give. Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know you felt that way. That's so funny.
That's young, insecure Irene.
Oh my God. She
did a lot of growth.
Oh, that's funny. I feel bad because I've never felt insecure in our friendship.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I feel like I know we barely touched our sogang, by the way. I don't know. I feel like a reason why I'm grateful for you and our friendship is because mm-hmm. you have shown, okay, this sounds weird, but you show your loyalty.
Whoa, I've earned that.
You've earned it. That sounds so weird to say. No, but I feel like I've always felt like loved and cared for by you. Mm-hmm. Like we'll go into it, but like you in LA, me in OC, I eventually got married. I had a mm-hmm. kid, but it's like, we've always made the effort. I feel mm-hmm. like, I feel mm-hmm. like it was always two-sided. Mm-hmm. And then in college, I mean, we were both kind of like doing our own thing mm-hmm. and like, we had our thing together, but I think you made like your own friends a little bit. I made my own friends. Mm-hmm. But then again, I feel like I'm a very low maintenance person. Mm-hmm. So like,
I can admit I'm HQ.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little high maintenance.
But I'm a lot less. I'm a low quality. No, not low quality. No. Low maintenance person.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think I struggle with friendships a lot more maybe middle school, but I feel like in college I was already very secure in just like who I was and in my relationships with people.
You have a good group.
Yeah. That I was just like, oh, like if this person's close to me, that's fine. If not, then it's fine too. Mm-hmm. But you just happen to be someone who were blossomed into. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And shout out to college for that. I know. Cause honestly, I think about like if you weren't my roommate, like, I'm sure life would be similar, but it would be drastically different.
Oh, that's crazy to think about if we weren't roommates, what would have happened?
And she taught me a lot in college too, guys. We can go into that in the future, but yes.
Truly, truly.
That was fun. I love how I dumped that.
I know. I kind of want to skip to number four, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So number four, we put, what was the moment I went from an acquaintance type friend to
this
more
lifelong? This is a good question. Friend? Okay. You go first.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I think it was when, so you lived under a rock a little bit. Would you say that?
AKA shelter.
You never had a sleepover in your entire life. Yeah. Until college.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I was your first sleepover, right?
Yeah, she popped that cherry. That's crazy.
I think like when I felt like this level of comfort of like, hey, do you want to come over to like come over with me on the weekend?
Yeah.
And I think I invited you to like my family Thanksgiving one time.
Dude, and I never had Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, because you didn't have Thanksgiving plans and you were just going to stay on campus. And I was like, dude, just come to
my family doesn't sell it. We don't eat. Yeah. We just eat like Korean barbecue. You know?
Yeah, so. Which is fine. But you were just going to stay at school. And I was like, that's so sad. Like, can you just come with me? And
she
like,
picked me up, guys.
Yeah. And I think just like having this level of comfortability of like bringing you to my home, but also like, this sounds like a boyfriend, but introducing you to my family.
I was like, hello.
Was like, not we a should, defining moment.
We
but,
should get into the boyfriend
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, we will.
We will.
But like, yeah, I think, yeah, just like, I don't think there was like a single moment, but it was just like, oh, wow, like, Irene's come over to the house. Irene's slept over here.
Sealed the deal.
Yeah. My family like fell in love with you too. Oh, like good. They thought you were like the sweetest thing.
I ate so much. Like, I think there was one time where like, I went over to her place and my family eats a lot. I think we've come to terms with that. We're like, oh, we eat more than the average family. And I remember they like prepared some like meat or kogi for us with like rice. And I got like two bowls.
And my family?
No, I got two bowls. And then they were like, oh, you're going for another one? I was like, yes.
Well, that's one thing I appreciate about us is we eat. We eat and we yap.
Yes. I need to work out, but like we eat. I think for me, and we'll get into this in the future, but it was those late night talks in college where we really like bared our soul. Yeah. Like I think in our friendship, up to this point, we haven't really cried in front of each other, but I think I did like once, once or twice. And again, this was like me, it was like coming of age at that time. Like, I think I needed that.
Yeah.
I think without that, I think I would be totally different today. Like, it mended something in me, I think, that I missed. That she just reminded me that like I'm good as I am, you know? And yeah, those, you know how girls are, like if you talk a lot with each other and have those deep talks, you get close. I know with guys it's like hey bro, you say that a couple times and you get close, but like girls, it's all about the conversations and chit chatting. So I think that was like a pivotal time, and I think I put so much value in that, because not to be dramatic guys, I really feel like it like was like life saving at the time. Yeah. Because I was like that low on my self esteem. So it like really repaired a lot of that. So yeah, I would say that from there, things
I'm having like flashbacks now to like these deep talks that we had.
From there, like obviously we've like done a lot of things, like concerts and other things. Those are like additives, but like I think that was like a pivotal time.
Yeah. Okay. Then what, I'm just skipping to the next one. What is your favorite college memory of us? Aside from those deep talks, I guess. Okay.
You want me to go first or you? Okay. So guys, my favorite like college memory is when we would like stay up late and like make ramen on the fly. And then we would just like, oh my gosh. I think one time we watched like Walk to Remember. And guys, that's one of my favorite movies. If you know, you know, the butterfly tattoo. And yeah, we were just watching that and eating, and then we had like a convenience store on campus. So we would like just walk across. It's a bit of a walk. So we would walk there, get our like little munchies, and just like eat and like again do stuff like this where we chat. So a lot of those like shared memories was like fun.
I don't have a specific memory either, but like, just like those ramen nights. We were young back then. Our bodies could take it. Now
the MSG. I can't do a
ramen night without waking up like swollen, my stomach destroyed. But like, those ramen nights, like staying up late, watching movies, like having no major responsibility besides our econ final or like, you know what I mean? Like,
and I think one time we even went to the gym once. We had like a new gym and we went one time, and I think we had a big sandwich after. But
you went one time. I maybe went a couple times.
I'm sorry. She went a couple times and I went one time, and that was part of our tuition. So whoever's at UCR right now.
We have to go. We're paying for this.
Yeah. Whoever's at UCR right now, you're benefiting from, you know, the years and years of tuition from other folks. Oh my
God. Yeah. But I think just like those late night ramen munchy times, like, that was so fun. Like, it was so just fun. Like there was a sense of freedom that we didn't have before. Like, obviously we weren't driving places. I mean, technically we didn't have a car. So not a
we
lot
walked
of freedom.
The plazas,
but like walking like late at night, no one telling us when to come home. Like
the freedom.
It was just like so fun.
That was us being wild.
I know. I literally was gonna say we never like went to parties. Maybe a couple for you. I don't know.
Maybe like in senior year.
Yeah.
She left me guys in the middle. We'll go into that, but
But we didn't even go to like parties. Like we were so
wholesome.
Is that wholesome? I don't know. Yeah. I almost like look back and I'm like, I think it would have been more wholesome if we had like partied hard, maybe. And lifted up.
You know what's funny? Okay. So I talk about this a lot when people like meet Lois for the first time and like, and or I talk about her to other friends. But I literally said like, okay, so I'm a younger sibling, and when my sister went to college, she did the whole sorority thing and all that. So, you know, as a younger sibling, you want to do as your friend, or as your sister does. And so I had the mindset of like, oh, maybe I'll check this out. But because of my trajectory of meeting Lois and like things like that, like that's not something I went to do. So it's just like funny, like how that small thing changed like how I did college. Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
I was really curious about sorority life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my other friends did it, but like if I were to go back, I'm like, well, oh, I think I would try it. Yeah.
A sorority girl.
I don't think I would have made sister. It.
Sister. What is it called? Like sorority sisters or whatever? That's funny.
I don't think I would have made the cut, but.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I want to pop in one or two more questions.
Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. What do you want to jump to? You pick a deep one and then I'll go with the last one.
Okay. Okay. let's see. Let's go with what was your hardest season of our friendship?
What was our hardest season of our friendship?
If we had one.
If we had one.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I feel like this speaks to, or I don't know. I just feel like we had a pretty smooth sailing friendship. Like we never had major conflict.
We had one fight, I think.
Would you even call that a fight?
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about. You know, yeah. Okay, I guess that's literally what I would consider our hardest.
Should we go into that a little bit?
Okay. All right. I feel like you have better memory than me.
It was so dramatic.
Okay, you get into it. What happened?
I actually forgot the reason of why you were mad, but I remember like I'd be like, "Hey, Lois, you want to get like lunch?" Da, da, da. She'd be like she would respond to me, but she would respond in a way that makes you know that she's upset with you. And she was like, oh, let's just talk about this later. And I remember one time we have a plaza near our campus, and University Plaza for anyone who knows. But so we would have to walk there, you know, to eat if we wanted to eat in that area. And I remember we're like, okay, let's just go to Yoshinoya, which was near there. And she was like, let's just chat there. And she was like, I need to talk to you about this thing, you know, but she would never make it a big deal, but she would just be a casual conversation. And I remember she said something about, I forget the reason, but yeah, it was, we had a whole chat. Wait,
I don't remember. Is this the same scenario of like when we talked about how, like where we had to have the real talk where I was kind of like, oh, like you don't always have to be positive all the time or happy all the time.
No, that was
a different one.
That was a deep talk.
Night. That was a deep talk. Yeah. Okay, then I don't remember Yoshinoya and it I don't remember why I was mad. I can't think of a scenario. I can't think of why I would be like really mad at you.
But this is showing how we don't really fight. But yes, that was our one fight. I remember because I was so shocked. I was like, no.
Wait, really? That's so. I literally don't. I only remember that. Like, I think that was like we have pho or something. Of that deep talk where like, or did Yoshinoya lead to pho? Where basically I was mad because like you kept being so positive about everything.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's like the only reason I could think of why I got mad. And I don't think I was even mad at you. That's so bizarre.
Am I crazy?
So in
time
memory,
heals all wounds.
Because in my memory, like, I feel like our most, like, tense moment was when we, like, we're like, I think I just, like, tried to share stuff with you. And you would always just be like,
yes,
like kind of trying to give me advice and kind of very like positive everything's tone. Gonna be okay and I'm very happy to like
because I really did believe
that's
that
who
though
you, and that's who you are and that's fine but I remember just having to tell you like I just need you to like listen to me right now and let me be sad and let me
and I'm learning and that too like, in adulthood.
You were like what
even now it's like funny because like when your friends talk to you you're like you want to be that positive person, but when you go through it, you understand. So it's like hard to turn it off.
That's so fun. Yeah. Okay.
But anyways,
we're gonna have a rack our brains for you.
Never mind about the Yoshinoya thing, but it did happen. Okay.
All right.
So the hardest thing was that, you think? The positive, being positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like having that tough conversation. Cause I feel like that's not an easy conversation to have. Yeah. Being like,
hey, like, don't be,
yeah, like, dude, stop.
Okay, let me sulk.
But I think that showed how comfortable we were with each other.
Yeah. So. It's like sadness in the inside out movie.
No, really. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go a different route. Mm-hmm. I think, the transition, like, although smooth, like, it was difficult, like, as, like, you know, like, Lois was getting married and then having a kid, like the way we hang out is different now. Mm. And so that is an adjustment, right? Because I'm still in my single girl era. So, like, you know, but Lois's time is very limited. And so, you know, we would do things all the time. Like, we went to the Taylor Swift concert together. Like, you know, we went on trips, and now, like, she can't just pick it up and go. So, like, just that change was an adjustment. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I realize that's something that could be hard on you. Mm-hmm. But I realize, like, I'm so grateful for your patience. Like, yeah. You never, like, made me feel like, oh, like, you don't have time for me enough. Like, anyway, like,
you're a mom now.
Yeah. So I'm, like, grateful, though, for your good. Patience.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. I mean, I'm glad, yeah. Like, I'm glad, you know, that I can come and have the, you know, freedom to, I guess.
I feel like you said you're a high maintenance person, but at the same time, I feel like our friendship feels low maintenance because, yeah, you've been so patient and, like, you've been so flexible in navigating, like, this life change of mine. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we've been able to survive is, like,
yeah.
High quality friendship, low maintenance.
Yeah. And guys, when I say I'm high maintenance, I don't think so, like, outwardly, but innately there's, like, things that, like, I hope for from friends and things like
that. Yeah. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all to say that. Yeah. Yeah. Or feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But in terms of, like, outward appearance, maybe a little bit, but, like, like,
you're
not
LA
really.
Girly. I always girly. Like when we hang out, I'm like, girl, you look like you're always a 10. I'm always like a 5.
No. It's so funny, guys. When I come down to OC to visit old friends, like, they're, like, dressed, right? And I'm just dressed normal as I would in LA. They're like, you're so dressed
up. But you feel it, right? You feel like.
Yeah, I kind of feel like celebrity, like I'm walking through, you know, getting my coffee. But, like, literally, it's just how we dress in LA. So I'm just dressing how I, you know, and I love fashion.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Because they're it's very laid back in OC. So. Okay, you do the last.
All right. One. Okay. So there's this funny trend on TikTok. You know, the audio is somebody. Gonna match my freak. I feel like that trend is so funny, and I had to ask you, what's your freak? Like, you know, everyone's making the TikToks. I know you didn't make one, but it's like, is somebody gonna match my freak? And people in the parentheses put, like, what their freak is. Like, what do you think is yours?
I've seen a couple of these, and I think I relate to some. Uh-huh. But I'll do a general too. But one of them is, I don't even know if you call it a freak, but before I watch a show, I need to prep all my snacks. Like, if I'm, like, turning on Netflix, like, the show doesn't start until I have something to eat. Most of the time.
So you always have to have a snack?
Most times, yeah. Unless it's just, like, a late night binge, you know? But, like, in the middle of watching, I might crave some ice cream. So I just, like, you know? It's kind of like the movie theater at home.
Ooh,
okay. Another one is... if I'm obsessed with a song, I can listen to it for days and months at a time. The same song for the whole day. I think a long time ago, it was like a Justin Bieber song. I was like obsessed. And I listened to that specific song for, I think, 3 months every day for 8 hours a day. Oh my gosh. And then, okay, I forget what song it was, but I remember one time at work when I was like, a coordinator at a job. Uh-huh. I was listening to music as I was doing my job, and then I was just minding my own business, and people were starting to look at me weird. And I was like, "What's going?" And I realized the headphone jack was not in, so the whole music was blasting in the whole office. And they were like, "Oh, you like Justin Bieber?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forget what song it was."
So you're just like vibing, thinking.
No, literally, I was like in my own like world. And then they're like,
and hey, wait, how did you not realize? Like, can't you tell that it's not like?
Apparently not. I couldn't tell. I think it was You the One with DJ Khaled.
I literally, my brain is blank. Right
I don't
now.
Know, but yeah, that was like really funny. Oh but I think those are very tame.
Okay, how about so you're obsessive. I do that too, though. What's my freak right now? Okay, well, I did make a TikTok saying my freak is like I use my son's toothpaste.
Oh yes.
I hate flossing. So I've been using his like little animal, the cute animal
flossies.
It helps because it's like, I think, okay, this sounds so extra, but like it's the act of pulling the floss out, wrapping it around your fingers.
A lot of work.
And then like, it's a lot of work. I'm like, I don't want to do it. But then the little cute little animal things, you just like grab one and they're like, it's like really easy.
It's easy and small.
I know, but I'm just like, this is terrible for the environment, but whatever. Cause it's like plastic. Uh-huh. I need to get the biodegradable ones, but I think that's like one of my match my freaks.
The dentists out there are probably like freaking out.
I know.
You don't like the floss process? It's tough. But my dentist, it's tough.
I'm sorry, I'll come see you again. My gum health sucks.
Shout out to our dentist.
Yeah. I think my other one that I kind of thought of this morning because I was watching this other podcast where like I was listening to these girls talk about how, okay, this is really gross. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me. I don't wash my water bottle.
Oh.
As often as I should.
Oh, I see. I don't use them. So for that reason, I don't want to clean them.
I know. For my Stanley girlies, I have a Simple Modern tumbler now. Uh-huh. I moved on from my Stanley. Uh-huh. That's my freak. It's kind of disgusting. Uh-huh. My toxic trait is that I don't wash it as often as
but
I
you still
should.
Drink from it?
I do.
Does it smell?
So I've never gotten to the point where it smells, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll open it and then see some... some grimies. I'll be like, oh shoot, okay.
That is your freak.
That's my freak. That I'm sorry. I try to be clean. It's just like you just I think it's just one of these things where it's like it's just water.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's just and it's just water. Like you just think like a little rinse will be fine, but it's like things the build mold. Up. It's disgusting. Yeah.
That's why like I love the idea of a water bottle, but it's so cumbersome. That's why I'm like
know.
I'd rather just like, you know, get a cup or something.
Well, that's my freak.
I can never be a Stanley girl for that reason.
I know, I've never seen you carry a water bottle before.
Yeah, I've been gifted it. And I drank from it one time and I cleaned it and I never touched it again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Well, that was the last question.
Awesome. Well, awesome. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Till next time. Episode 2.
You know, we're learning as we go.
Thanks for sticking around. If you listen to this whole episode, that was actually
like an hour. And we still have our snacks.
Yes.
But,
shout out to Carby, Kalbi, and No Shame.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys had fun because I definitely did. And see you guys next time.
Alrighty. That's a wrap. Thank you.